Good morning. Thank you for the introduction. As I begin, I would like to recognize just a few people that had a hand in the cooperation of this project. Dr. George Valitas, Dr. Glenn Ritchie, Mr. Sergio Villagran, Mr. Mike Tucker, and Mr. Rodney Hill, all at the University of Georgia, and for some financial support, the Georgia Cotton Commission and Cotton Incorporated. The objective of our project was to evaluate GreenSeeker as a tool for managing variable rate application of PGRs and defoliants on cotton in the Southeast U.S. So what is VRA? Variable rate application is the application is applying different rates of agricultural inputs, whether that be fertilizers, lime, different pesticides, and in our case, we looked at plant growth regulators and defoliants. Our hypothesis was that normalized difference vegetative index, or NDVI, is an effective tool for mapping cotton biomass and creating prescription map zones for variable rate application of PGRs and defoliant. The technology we used was the InTech GreenSeeker. The GreenSeeker optical sensor, which is are these white sensors right here mounted on the spray boom, and this larger image right here, actually generate light at two different wavelengths, red and near infrared. The sensors then measure the light that are reflected back off of the plant and uses that reflectance to calculate NDVI. And NDVI is normalized difference vegetative index. There are other vegetative indices, but this is the most common one. What the NDVI is based on a scale of 0 to 1, with 1 being an extremely high plant biomass. When you have a lot of dense leaves that have a lot of chlorophyll content, a low NDVI being closer to 0, almost no plant leaves out in the field. This sensor was actually developed by Oklahoma State and was commercialized by InTech Industries. This is just an illustration of what the GreenSeeker is actually seeing as it drives over the crop. If you look at the images across the bottom, the one here on the left shows a very low vegetative index, low NDVI with, as you can see, this is late in the cotton season, a very few leaves on the plant, whereas the picture on the far right has a lot of vegetation and would result in a high NDVI. Our experimental design included three different fields, and in each field there were three control strips represented by the orange strips right here. These control strips always received a uniform rate of either growth regulator or defoliant. Each field also had three variable rate strips of PGR, which received variable rate PGR and a uniform defoliant rate. And these are the blue strips. And there were also three strips of VRA for defoliant, which received variable rate defoliant and a uniform PGR rate. These are the yellow strips. Each field also had three sampling plots in each swath for a total of 27 plots per field. Each strip was 18 rows wide with cotton on a 36-inch row spacing, and the treatments were randomly assigned throughout the field. We sampled NDVI, or sensed NDVI, 10 times throughout the growing season. And we were able to take the NDVI data taken from the GreenSeeker and upload it into FarmWorks desktop mapper software to create these prescriptions, or to create NDVI maps like this one seen at the top. What the program does is it takes the NDVI data and divides it into three equal zones with the same number of data points in each zone, so that what you end up with are high, intermediate, and low areas of NDVI. Here the blue areas are the high NDVI, yellow is intermediate, and red is low. What we're then able to do is take the NDVI and use it to create a prescription map for our application of our different chemicals. Right here, we looked at the three different swaths that were receiving our variable rate treatment. And as you can see, looking at NDVI, where we have a high NDVI, we're able to prescribe a high rate an intermediate NDVI, an intermediate rate, and a low NDVI, we can prescribe a lower rate. We took biomass samples five times throughout the growing season, one after each PGR application, one week prior to defoliant, and our final sampling was 2 weeks after defoliant. Each time we sampled, all the plants in a 2-foot section were removed from the field, measured for plant height, leaf area index, and dry biomass of leaves, fruit, and stems. This is just an overview of our project timeline. The blue arrows indicate when we did our NDVI mapping. The green arrows are our plant sampling, and the red arrows are our product applications. So looking at the project in terms of our results, as you can see, these are our yield maps created with our Ag Leader yield monitor, and there's a lot of natural variation within the field. As you can see, there's not really any areas that you can look at our variable rate areas and say that they had a direct impact on yield. What we're going to need to do is additional geostatistical analysis to see what the effects are because of natural variation within the field. But looking at different result areas, our PGR comparisons in terms of uniform versus our VRA, there was actually a difference in volume of our product used. Over our season total, over three different applications, we were able to use 7% less per acre of our PGR in our VRA strips than in our uniform strips. And when you look at this in terms of cost difference, the average difference, because as you saw in the yield map, our fields 1 and 2 were together and field 3 separate, our average cost difference was a savings of 12 cents per acre using VRA versus uniform. Results in terms of plant growth parameters, the line here at 100% represents the uniform rate growth, and the colored lines are the percent difference of the VRA compared to uniform. As you can see early in the season, the total biomass, leaf area index, and fruit biomass were all lower than the uniform on average. However, by the end of the season, all of our parameters are actually higher. This could be a result of early in the season on our first couple PGR applications, there were actually areas that received no product at all. This resulted in additional growth throughout the season. And also our high rate, because we were putting out more PGR, more effectively regulated the growth, allowing the plants possibly to put on more fruit, resulting in a higher fruit biomass. Looking at our defoliation, the chart here at the top outlines the rates that we applied our different defoliations in all of our fields 1, 2, and 3. The second two charts outline the prescribed rates for our variable rate. We had a cotton specialist that actually helped us to determine what these rates should be. Now, if you look at the red circles up here on these charts, if you'll notice, the uniform rate for prep was actually 32 ounces an acre, and it was recommended to us that we use that also as our high rate. That meant that our medium and low rates were lower and did have an impact, which we'll look at in just a second. So defoliation results in terms of our plant growth parameters. Our uniform rate had a 98% reduction in leaf area index and a 97.8% reduction in leaf biomass. Our VRA strips had a 96% reduction in leaf area and 95% in VRA. So these results are very comparable. However, because we did use less prep or bowl opener, we did want to look at what our bowl opening results were. The column on the far right looks at the uniform rate of opening from the number of bowls that were not opened prior to defoliation to how many of the unopened bowls were actually opened following the application. We have 82, 83, and 66%. But if you look at our VRA rate, you see that the high rate, which was also 32, seems to have a lower percentage of bowl opening, and our medium and low rates look higher, And there's a lot of variation within these percentages. And these aren't absolute values, but this could very well be a result of the natural variation within the field as well that we also saw on our yield map. So looking at our defoliation cost comparison, there was actually a difference in volume of product used in our defoliant as well. We used 17% less drop, actually used 15% more Folex and 25% less prep per acre. Our cost difference on average was a savings of $1.58 per acre in our VRA strips compared to the uniform rate application. So our total cost comparison, in fields 1 and 2, we were able to save on both PGR and defoliant about $1.76 an acre, and in field 3, roughly $1.65 an acre. This resulted in an average difference of about $1.71 per acre savings by using variable rate of these chemicals or products over a uniform rate. If you look at this on a larger scale, say for 2,000 acres, that's a savings of almost $3,500. And with the cost of the Green Seeker being roughly $15,000, you could feasibly pay for this technology in less than 5 years. So in conclusion, our NDVI does appear to be a good management tool for determining management zones both early and late in the growing season. We actually use plant height to also help determine prescriptions mid-season because of closed canopy and that just gave us an additional parameter to look at, but that's not something I had time to go into today, but that we did do. NDVI does seem to be a very good management tool for managing defoliant applications as well, and Green Seeker performance was very good throughout the season. A variable rate of PGR and defoliant does appear to be economically beneficial, but further analysis does need to be done to identify the effects of VRA in PGR and defoliant on lint yield. At this time, I'd be happy to answer any questions. If you would like any additional information, Dr. George Valitis at UGA can be contacted, and his information is here. So, any questions? Yes, sir.
I guess it appears that, if I understand correctly, that you made two passes, one to map the field and then one to do the application.
Yes, sir.
Why?
Well, there's actually different technologies, and the Green Seeker that we have is not real time. That technology is available, and that's not something that we were able to utilize. But in a real world situation, it wouldn't make sense to make two passes. So you would want to use a real time equipment.
Any other questions for Ms. Savelle?
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.